it takes a long time to develop a project of that scale. So it goes back to really the late 70s when everyone started thinking about these downtown bridges as a system of bridges.
I imagine that the transportation needs really changed from the late 70s when you first started thinking about the bridge to now when it's actually getting ready to open.
Well, actually, they changed fairly dramatically. I mean, at that point, I don't remember the exact figures, but the growth rate that we were looking at was about 3% a year in traffic. And so the number of cars that would have been on the Poplar Street Bridge if we had maintained that growth rate would have been astronomical. The growth rate has moderated. You know, now we're looking nationally at maybe even a decline in the amount of travel taking place.
What is the reasoning for that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. There's a lot of reasons, and nobody's been able to figure out exactly what it is. The economy is one factor, but some of the most recent studies are showing the economy doesn't really explain it. I think part of it is younger people not being as eager to drive. If you look at what drove some of the increase in travel in the beginning was females coming into the workforce in major numbers. Well, that's kind of been balanced out now, so it's no longer contributing to the level of travel growth we saw in the past.
The bridge is set to open next year, 2014.
Right, early 2014.
What do you think that the immediate economic impact will be, if there is any, when the bridge opens?
Well, I don't think you're going to see an immediate economic impact, but what I do think you'll see is development taking place on the near north side. With the new access to that area from the new bridge, it's much better access in the downtown from the north, that we're going to see some development possibilities there. I think we're going to see some development possibilities on the riverfront on the north side. Another issue, though, is on the Illinois side, there's a plan to complete Route 3. As you know, right now it kind of winds through East St. Louis. And there is a plan to actually relocate Route 3 into the bottoms right in front of us as we're looking across the river. And that will open up a lot of land for industrial development.
I think we should mention that you have a view of the river, and a lot of these bridges and routes that you're talking about. When the bridge opens, are there plans to do anything with the Poplar Street Bridge?
Yeah, well, you really can't think about the new bridge now without thinking about both the Poplar and City Arch River. City Arch River has plans to close the center part of Memorial Drive, a park across the highway. So we're going to be changing circulation in downtown, both with the new bridge and with City Arch River. I think these are going to be positive things. As far as the Poplar Street Bridge goes, one of the big problems on the Poplar Bridge is not just the volume of traffic. It's the weaving that takes place and the ramps that come up, and people have to position themselves to go in different directions. When the new bridge is open, the ramps will be rebuilt on the Poplar Street Bridge. The ramps coming to and from I-55 and I-44 will be two lanes each instead of one lane. We ultimately have plans to slide the southbound span of the Poplar Street Bridge a little to the south, creating another lane, so we can extend a lane from the 6th Street entrance ramp here across the bridge. And it's going to have a dramatic effect on traffic.
So there'll be no more accidentally getting in the wrong lane and heading to Illinois when you really want to go south on 55.
It should improve that situation dramatically. I won't say it will eliminate that.
That's happened to me several times.